of the Bir Halacha, page Kuf Nun Hey, it's middle of Simon Pei Gimel Halacha Hey. So we were in the middle of the Bir Halacha. It's the second paragraph on the bottom. I looked up the Bir Halacha, and if I'm not mistaken, what it means, I'm not really 100% sure. But let's read it. It says V'chasav Sham Bir Halacha Denir Lahakil Dafke Mokem Magino Shenizrahu Paritz Luchem Asoir. We have a situation where we have a city, and the city has a wall around it. And in the middle of the city, there is a garden. There is an area where they have planted zroim. And this area is larger than a base of Simon. It's larger than 70 by 70 amos. So the question is, this area that's larger than 70 by 70 amos should ruin the area for the entire city. Because it's an area that is, by definition, a carmelis. It's a carmelis because it's more than 70 amos or 70 amos, and it's not for living purposes. Chazal have put upon it the status of a carmelis, and all four walls are open to the remaining part of the city. We have a principle that if you have an area that is a carmelis, that is parutz b'miluo, which is completely breached to an adjacent area which otherwise would have been a rishus hayachid, you're not allowed to carry in that other area as well. So he's asking a question. Many times when you have a community erev, in the community erev you're going to have open areas. You have to analyze every situation. We mentioned this yesterday, especially in the mountains, and bungalow colonies and camps, where you have open, large open areas, and in the middle you have certain sections that are not suitable for living purposes. And like even maybe a swamp. Let's say you have a swamp. A swamp is a carmelis, and the swamp now is open. It's included in the eruv. Is that mevatel the eruv of the surrounding area? So he says here, no. The Bir Halacha, we mentioned it yesterday. No, that's not the case. We don't pass like that.
Now, in the community eruv, everybody have to contribute?
One person, what do you contribute? Erev Chatzeros? Zochin la'odam shalem b'fanav. One person does on behalf of everyone. You take a box of matzah, you only have to have 18 kazeis. And once you reach number 18, all you need is 18 kazeis. You have to have a large box, we discussed this once, a large box of matzah. And one person picks it up on behalf of the entire Brooklyn. Entire Brooklyn. I mean, you have 8 million people. Well, there aren't 8 million Jews. You have to have serious makom. How many Jews living in Brooklyn? I have no idea. But whatever the numbers are, one box of matzah is enough for the entire community, and it's done on your behalf. So that no one has to actually contribute, but the Eruv Chatzeros must be. We're going to have a whole simin and Eruv Chatzeros. But let's go back to the situation. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a city and you have a wall around the city, and in the middle of the city there is an area that is parutz b'miluo, it's okay. It doesn't matter. The only time we have this halacha that a base of sayim is problematic is when that is the majority area. But when that area is just part of a larger city and the walls were constructed for the purpose of living, it does not ruin it. It does not ruin... Oh, so he seems to say, this way I'm not clear, but he seems to say is if you have a mechitza around it, you're not allowed to carry in that area. So you have a park.
Even if there is an area of flatbush, if you go into the schoolyard,
right, you can't carry.
You can't carry.
Right. That's what he's seeing. That's not clear. He's a machlekes. He debates this. He says that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say.
If it's open,
it's open. Then the wall of the city even conquers that area. But if there's a wall around it,
everyone,
he debates this issue, but if there's a wall around it, then he seems to say that the city is mutter.
Right.
But the area inside the city, inside that area, is not included. It's a very big hope. So again, to review, if you were to have the case, you have an area, let's say you were to have an area in Brooklyn, and then you have a schoolyard, and the schoolyard is completely enclosed with a fence, and it's more than 70 amos by 70 amos, you're not allowed to carry in the schoolyard.
It also follows, if you have a city,
yeah,
and inside you have a bunch of mavois, people have their houses,
yeah.
You still have to make
an air shoot with
your...
Shoot with the walls. Air chatzer, shoot with the walls. They have to do both.
There's an air around the whole city. Because since you live,
well, that's a shitof. That's a different. That's an union of a ruvich. We're talking about a karmelist. We're talking about, is it called a rishus yachid? In those cases, everything is one big rishus yachid. In addition to being a rishus yachid, you also have to have a ruvich hatzeros. Here we're dealing with, it's not called in halacha a rishus yachid. It's called in halacha a karmelist. So you have over here in the synagogue, you have to have a case where it's mamish shaloi hukaf ledira, and.
Prospect Park, you can't get
it in Prospect Park. Well, Prospect Park is not necessarily Shlugalir because first of all, it's completely enclosed. Do you have no? Yeah, I don't know all the details.
Is there a fence around the
halachic fence around the entire Prospect Park?
No, it's a stone wall, just like it was a high wall.
Is that called Shalud? There's no one that lives inside Prospect Park?
There's probably a lot of people.
Oh. If there are people who live there, so then you can't
live. Then the people that say live at the zoo.
Yeah.
The zoo has its own fence.
Yeah, people. Even as we learned in the kids, we learned in the Shemitah Halacha. If you have even a building, you have even a place, just an office building. So once you already have an office space, it already becomes to some degree a hukaf ledira. You're dealing with like a yard. A good example is these big basketball yards, school yards. It's a big yard. On the other hand, that's also not so simple because the yards are open, they're adjacent to the school. So you can say that the yard is also just an extension of the school building. The classic case, we have a field in the middle of nowhere. Just a field that is absolutely no structure whatsoever. Even there, underneath, there's also offices. There's also different structures. What? Underneath, on the stands. Behind the stands. The park.
Between 17 and 18.
On Avenue Old, between Allen and K?
You're talking about
L and L. Oh, that park there. There's a bathroom in the middle. What's that thing in the middle? It's a storage center. Okay, if you find a place where you just have a completely open area and there's absolutely no structure, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, if I'm reading it right, then that area you're not allowed to carry, even though you're allowed to carry in the entire city, because that the walls create for itself its own rishus. Let's see inside. So the kasav shamber halacha the near lahakel dafka, we can be makel dafka in makam hagina shenizra who parutz l'chaim asoir. If there are no walls around this section that is being seated, which is a karmelis, because then we say the walls of the city and conquer it as well. The ilaf hachi loy mahani chaim asoir lahagina kevan sheyesh. But if this little area where it's Nizra has its own separate walls, so it's not part of the enclosure of the entire city, you may carry throughout the entire city, but you may not carry inside the walls of this little gina, this little area that has been planted. So you see the Yavetz is Chaylik, you see the Yavetz is Mekel, so even in this case he's Mekel. Look, the Yavetz is Mekel even in this case. So I'm not exactly all the details, but he seems to say that this is not so simple. The Yavetz also, only time he's going to be Mekel is going to be when the Mechitz around Zroim. Okay, again, all these issues are not clear, but these the debates this point. Okay, a tzuris haPesach is no different than a wall. The gam lingin a hetish la the Rashmul, the ain b'shud be'er Moshe, shel gam king the chamtzi, the davish the Rashmul b'chol b'chol ingin ain bevatel mazroim the mechitz shviir. In every situation, the mazroim is not bevatel. He's always makel, no matter what. Once you have a wall around the city, a real wall around the entire city, any area inside the city that in and of itself would have otherwise been a base, a karfef, shaloi hukaf ledira, does not have the power to ruin the walls of the outer city. And he says here that don't be misled to believe you must have actual walls. You don't need to have physical walls with brick and mortar. Even walls that are lamdashu walls of Tzuras of Pesach are sufficient, and it conquers the entire city, and you can carry through the entire city no matter what. He seems to say, even if they're in every situation, even if there are walls around the section in the middle. Okay, and if we have some time, if I am able to come across some material, we'll come to some modern applications of this halacha if I can find any. Base. What? Marine park, that's open, yeah.
There's no fence at all.
Around the kiddie park.
Yeah. Oh.
It has a fence.
Okay.
There's nothing inside.
So that would be very good. Is that more than base of site, more than the 100 feet?
Yeah.
Yes. So in a chanami, that is a very good.
I think everyone is mad to carry.
People don't know, they think just the opposite.
Right.
They think that since, oh, here there's a fence, even if you don't hold up the Erev here, you can carry. That's a big, very big mistake. Even if there is an Erev, you can't carry. Because the Erev...
There is an Erev around
the Hamerim Park. Oh, so then according to the Dvar Shmuel, then it's good. If everyone holds the Erev around the Hamerim Park?
Probably not.
Okay, so... that was Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe Shita holds that you can't make an Erev on a dead-end street. And Moshe was very, very machmer. Even at Rav Bluth, he told my father wanted, they asked my father on the apartment buildings on East 16th Street, they should make an Erev between the dead, it's like a dead end. The two apartment buildings together, the waterfall building, the other building, and the people there, there were many people who did not use Erev of Moshe, and they wanted at least to make the Erev for that corner, those two corner buildings. So my father brought down Rabbi Bluth, because my father wanted to do it right, and Rabbi Bluth said, there's nothing to talk about. If you want to go with Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe holds you're not allowed to make an Erev in Brooklyn, even on a dead-end street.
Even with Tzuras HaPesach?
Even at Tzuras HaPesach. If it's open to Brooklyn, it's Brooklyn. It's one bigger... Now, the go on down Avenue I... Almost every single block has an Erev, because it appears that the Olam, even the Olam that accepts the Pesach of Rav Moshe, that you don't accept an Erev in the entire Brooklyn, are not machmir to the extreme where they will not make an Erev even on a dead-end street. There are different levels of the Pesach of Rav Moshe, of the Lundis Rav Moshe presented in regard to making an Erev in Brooklyn. That's what it appears. But emotion itself held that it's not permitted. Okay, let's go to the next halacha base. Ayin sham. It's on the bottom base. Okay, it's like three quarters down, a little base in italics. Oyd sham b'shut chacham tzvi. The bechatzar ein hazroim mevatim hadira. That in a courtyard, seeds are not mevatel adira. The udoloik is shulchan aruch. The harosh mistano is we have over here a karfeif. A karfeif is an enclosure. Then we have a chotzer. A chotzer is a different type of enclosure. It's a place that's primarily made for living. And we have zeroyim ein mevatlim hadir udoloik is shulchan aruch, which holds that zeroyim can be mevatel an area in a courtyard. The harosh mistapik b'zem mitzadik tzasham l'hakel. He's makel v'yishlus mechazer al kopanim b'shasat chak. The ayin beish lavram. I'm not familiar with all these ideas and these swarm. Me'agoyin rav Avram Oppenheim. Shakosav gamkein dekevim dehu mimilsin rabbanu kedai heim apoyskim amekilum l'smechalim b'shasat chak. You can be makel if you have some type of zeroyim in a chotzer, which basically chotzer by definition means an area that is connected to a bias. See, an area that's not part of a bias, that's out in the middle of nowhere, you go out into a field, and you make an enclosure. And then you, in that enclosure, you have also zroim. That's not called a chotzer. Chotzer, by definition, means that there are batim. There are actual homes in this area. And in addition to the homes, you also have the zroim. He has different opinions. Based on some, of course. Okay, again, I don't know all the details. Hopefully, if we'll come across something which is more practical, we'll be able to explore this in more detail.
I guess it's just to be applicable to Canarsie. and they had a farm.
Okay, you look at the old pictures from the beginning of the 20th century.
And there's a farm, and then there's another
house. It was in the 40s still.
They had farms. I have a picture of my block, the corner of my block where I live. There's a farm. They actually see a horse, a cow, on the corner of 19th Street and Avenue J. That was a big house, so that was one big open area. That picture must have been taken probably in the beginning of the 20th century. Yeah, they have a lot of pictures. They have pictures. I saw a picture.
Built in 1910 or 1915.
The house was built in 1910. I saw a picture of the Youngsville Avenue J in the year 1914, was it? The corner of J and 18th Street. What the shul looked like in those years. They had pictures, and they had an Avenue J when they were building the train tracks on East 16th and Avenue J. It's amazing. It doesn't look all that different. You can recognize.
Actually, there's a shul. It was in the Ocean Avenue Jewish Center. Was the original J?
That was right, but it was a house. It was originally a house. It was converted into a shul, and then the shul was bought by the Young Israel. And they just did some renovations. They didn't do Then later, years later, it was knocked down. But they did some brickwork in the front. Okay, let's go to halacha vav. V'chein chatzer she'ein boy el a beis hasayim apachas, a courtyard that is less, that is exactly a beis hasayim or less. V'zar b'miktsasay, and you planted seeds in part of it. Gam kein nidah in achar harav, we follow the majority. The im rubay zerua, if the majority of this area has been planted with seeds, afal pi shem shem mutam lutaltel sham. Kevan she'ein a yeser mi beis hasayim mikol makom kelim sheshavsu b'bayis. The kelim, now you have an area, and the area is less than the beis hasayim. So the halach is clear. If it's less than the beis hasayim, you are allowed to carry. The prohibition that Chazal put upon an area that you're not allowed to carry in an area that has seeds is only when it's larger than beis hasayim. If you have an area that shaloi hukaf ladira, it has not been enclosed for the purpose of living, but it's less than the beis hasayim, you are allowed to carry from corner to corner. However, even though you're allowed to carry from corner to corner, you're not allowed to transfer from a bayis into this area, because it's different types of rishuyos. Bayis is a rishus hayachid that's meyuchad ledira, and this enclosure is a rishus hayachid that you're allowed to carry in, but it's not meyuchad ledira, so you're not allowed to transfer from one location to the other. Kevin she'ena yes and beis aside, mikomakom kalim sheshavsu b'bayis, kalim that were residing in the house, it is osur lohaitzi l'sham ulechein tsarich la'asais mechitza b'fnei hagina. You must make a mechitza before the garden. If you want to carry from your home into the portion of this open area that is not the garden, that is a regular chatzer, you must erect another fence separating the portion that you would carry in from the part of this open area that you have planted seeds. Because the part that you have planted as seeds is going to ruin the part that you would otherwise walk in, and it will prevent you from transferring utensils from your home to that portion or from that portion to your home. Lachin tzarch lasas mechitza b'fnei agina sheyehei mutar lo lehotzi min habayis el hachotzer. Okay, now we go to the next halacha of wearables. Halacha, what are you allowed to wear on Shabbos? Halacha, simen pedal dinei haitza derech malbush v'tachshet. To boi yutasifim kol dobar sheinoi lei malbush v'lei tachshet osa lehoi lotzeis boi lerushul saram. Anything which is not a garment and not a piece of jewelry, you're not allowed to carry out the saram oil lekarmelis with lekarmelis. Lachin osa lotzeis b'machat hatchul b'bigdoi, a tailor is not allowed to go out into the street with a needle inserted into his garment. Even if you want, it's for the purpose of levisha. It keeps your clothing in place. Yesh lahachmer
beish.
Okay, I guess it. Anyone, even a tailor. Even a tailor. Because why would a tailor have a machat? Advertisement. It's an advertisement. This is what I do for parnassah. You walk around with a needle in your garment. You're making a statement. I am a tailor.
Even a tailor, even a regular person, depends which way you do that. Maybe a tailor would be more.
No, but a tailor. That's also. It's not a tachshit. It's an advertisement.
Silver plate. Silver plate is a
which one would you? Which one would be
the bigger chiddush. So l'chay, the bigger chiddush is even a tailor, because a tailor that's derech. I normally wear this in my garment.
Well, maybe that's his
my levush.
But it's also his
advertisement.
Kalim. No, his kalim.
His kalim with
during the week.
Right, but it doesn't have a mouth. Let's say there's no nekev. That's what you put. Let's say there's no nekev. It doesn't have a hole, so it's not usable. So it's not usable.
If you, how do you
I feel the machat she'ein ba nekev. A machat she'ein ba nekev. You have a machat that doesn't have the eye of the needle.
I know, but you use that for hemming, you know.
But you have to, since, no, you can't. It doesn't have the eye of the needle.
No, you have to use it to make a temporary hem.
Wait, go to the tailor and
a pin.
Oh, that's a pin. Okay, so I don't think they use a machat as a pin. Maybe they do, I don't know, okay. Whatever it is, it's not. This is not considered to be a tachshit or levush, and a disaster. Even if you, in this instance, you want to use this needle to keep your clothing in place. Why? Maris ayin. It looks like you're carrying. People are not going to realize that the reason why there's a needle into your garment is because you're using it to keep your clothing in place. There is a problem. Next, Aval Isha. What? Well, it has to be noticeable that it's true. If it has to be, you know, it has to have some tzur of being noticeable that it's a jewelry. Aval Isha, Kevin Shader Chanoshim Lahamid Kishurehen. It's a derech to put in their knots. Kegoyin Hatsiifim Uchadoyme, different hats, and this is what's similar b'machtin. Muteris Lotzes Pon Lutzurech Alavisha. That's part of Alavisha V'Davka B'machat She'inin Nukuva. Aval Lo B'machat Nukuva. Because Machat Nukuva, that is not Machat a pin. If it's a pin, that means it's not Nukuva. That's used to hold it in place. A woman uses a pin to keep different parts of her garments in place. But if it's nekuva, it has an eye of a needle, that's a utensil, that's used for sewing. On Shabbos is a day when one is not allowed to sew, so then it's not viewed by the average person as being a tachshit or a levush, and then it becomes a burden, a masa, and it's also on Shabbos. Let's go in the back.
I have a suit. Look, else sticks out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I learned it. I have a pin, you can't see it, and it keeps it flat. So we're saying that's also a
like if that's the derech to wear the little pin, that it's part of the levush. That's the way it's made to wear, and that's the way people wear it. Even though you can't see it, because maybe you're wearing a jacket over, you have a shirt, and you're wearing a jacket over it, or you're wearing a sweater. But that's the levisha that would appear to be mutar.
That's why he asked the shaila if you're wearing a coat with a belt, whether the belt is open and hanging.
But it's part of the garment.
Well, I added it. I had this lapel stuck out.
But if that's the way people dress in such a fashion, it becomes part of your garment. Wearing pins, things like this. This is probably where you go to shul. People, they wear pins of the United States, the flag, Israeli flag, United States. It's mutar because this is part. It's a tachshit. It's part. It's part of levush.
Color feather they put on the hat.
What?
I saw now starting to wear feathers.
The feathers in the hats.
The boys, the high school boys.
They stopped in the 70s. It stopped.
It's not yeshivish. It's not yeshivish. The high school.
Those hats from the 70s again.
The small brims. The young boys.
No, I said something.
What? Wearing feathers. Yes, you're allowed to wear a feather in your hat. Of course. Of course, it's mutter. It's part of the. It's part of the hat. It's part of the style.
No, it is rare cases. Not everybody has this.
But if this is the.
It used to be everybody had a feather in the hat. They sold it.
It's part of the style. You wear a hat with a feather. The young boys wear this.
No. The majority was.
It used to be.
Every hat came with a feather. Every hat came with a feather.
Yes, same.
In America.
They all did.
They took it off. They took it away.
This guy gave me a box so I could change the.
It wasn't yeshivish to wear a feather. Right?
But I heard that you cannot carry.
It's mutter. It's part of the levush. It's part of the derech of that. Yeah?
Mutter, that's it?
What? If that's the way you dress, then it's mutter.
So what is not a levush?
Anything that you would not ordinarily wear to put in your pocket. To take a handkerchief and put in your pocket. To take a handkerchief and put in your pocket, that's also. But if you're going to put the handkerchief in your pocket,
not blow your nose,
and it's part of the levush, that's smutter.
Doesn't have to be attached?
No, it doesn't have to be attached. If this is the way you wear, this is the way it's part of the style, the way it's worn. It's part of the levush. It's style. It's mutter. If you take a handkerchief because you want to blow your nose, you just want to go put it in your pocket. It's not. Then you're using it to carry. That will be awesome. No, that's not. All right, let's go further.
So if somebody's missing a button on the coat, let's say, so they want to do it with a safety pin, and now I
you can't put on the safety pin.
That's not this.
But if it's already on, maybe you can.
No, why can't you put on a safety pin? Why can't you put on a safety pin?
But you have to make a hole with it.
That's not called a hole. Putting a safety pin into a garment is not called making a hole.
You go through the material.
That's a mutter. That's not called making a hole.
So
putting a safety pin to keep something in place is not called a hole.
So
that's,
are you allowed to wear a safety pin if you're missing a button on the car and you want to say
use it?
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
It says here,
okay, I gotta look. Okay, we gotta look into this. You can do that. You can wear multiple coats, of course. Yeah, of course. Okay, let's go further. I want to cover some ground. I'll try to go look into this some more. Look at Riviat Sefer. And some other things that I have to look into some more practical questions. Let's look at on the bottom of the Shi'odim Mitzvah Ba'alach Halacha Aleph. Also, let's say some boiler Shus Rabim. Ayin B'Sefer Shulchan Malachim Shema Goyin Lubushim Mordechai Shahit Ba'Lubali 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 Melchamay Shulchan B'Mokum B'Mokum B'Horim B'Gros. Let's say B'Shabbes Atfilin Tzudos B'Simloisam Al Shichman. Kerabai Sai. Rabbi, so let's okay, one more time. Ayin b'shem v'shloch molochem b'shem. I'm reading from the aleph on the bottom. B'shem ha'goyim levushim mordechai shehitu b'balim molochem. People go to war. They want to take with them their tefillin. So how are they going to take their tefillin? How can they transport their tefillin on Shabbos? So he says they're allowed to wrap, to tie their tefillin to their bodies. Even though Shabbos you don't wear tefillin. Shehitu b'balim molochem b'sholchem b'makom b'makom b'harim b'gos in the mountains and the valleys. Loseis b'Shabbos ha'tefillin. Tzirudois b'simloisam al shichmam tied to the in their garments upon their shoulders. There are three drabbanans. So in other words, they're taking the tefillin, they're tying the tefillin to their garment. They're not wearing the tefillin. The tefillin are being attached, somehow tied to their garments. What are the reasons? Number one, aleph, tiltul v'tzab karam l'shin l'lanur shram gam. Number one, he's going to combine multiple drabbanans. B'shas atzarech. Number one, where these soldiers are traveling, it's definitely not a reshus haram deraisa. It's at best a karmelis. Base. Haitzah klachayah. They're not carrying it kedarkoi. They're carrying it shaloi kederach. It's somehow bundled with their garments. Number gimel ribui b'shiurin. What does it mean ribui b'shiurin? The Rashi who rocked the rabbanon. You are v'ayin. Ribu b'shiurin the Rashba who rocked the Rabban v'ayin b'shutchach. It's the shalot sham lasa jain lan l'heter shvus to shvus. I'm not exactly sure what he means. Ribu b'shiurin. I don't know what that means in this context. But over here we want to combine multiple isum drabban in order to allow one to something l'chatchil. We had this idea not 2 days ago when we discussed the idea of carrying a child. Are you allowed to carry your child in a karmelis? So we had a big machlekes apayskim with the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avram and a whole long collection of achrei. Him, that someone to suggest that you're allowed to carry your child in a karmelis. So you're going to live in a community where there is no Erev and it's not called a Rishus Haram Deraisa. Maybe you can carry your child. It's a Shus to Shus. Carrying a kind of karmelis to Rabbanan, carrying a human being is Chai Noisi Asatzmo. When you put together two Rabbanans and there's a need to do so, maybe we can be Makel. So here also you want to go safe. For that reason, we want to combine together two or three Rabbanans. Carrying Tulin in an unusual way in a karmelis. And the klachayad maybe should be mutter. It's also shein l'mlhatir shus the shvus l'sechem mitzvah the l'macher. You don't the l'macher new yisa. shait. This that you want to be matter, shvus to shvus, that's only when you're doing something for today. I need to bring the child to the Beis HaKnesses for my own peace of mind, so I can go and daven. If I don't take the child with me to shul and bring him to the playgroup, I am not going to be able to daven. So I'm doing the malacha for my own benefit today. But I'm only doing this so I can do a mitzvah tomorrow. Today I don't wear tefillin. And the only reason I'm carrying my tefillin is so that I can be able to wear my tefillin tomorrow. That's a shvus to shvus in order to accomplish something for tomorrow. And therefore, that he holds is not permitted. Period. You'll take your passport or your whatever this is, your ID.
No, it's legitimate.
Your legitimacy to prove that you're for real. You're not an alien. Kilacha yad kidei leglelech lespalos v'shar davar mitzvah dehu shvus to shvus b'mokam mitzvah. I am shum same exact principle. You want to go to shul in the Beis HaKnesses, and you have to carry with you your identification papers, ID cards. So he says that you can carry it kilacha yad. Since in these cities it was only a carmelist, and you carry kilacha yad, same exact principle. It's shvus to shvus letzarch mitzvah for today, in order that I can daven today. It's a very powerful principle, which this theme comes out many times. Halacha base.
In the Spanish,
like Shabbos, the people have no IDs on them.
Well, anytime a person has to call Atzalah, whenever you're calling Atzalah, all the rules don't apply.
No, but I'm saying that people are walking along, suddenly they have a serious and have to call Atzalah.
Yeah.
And because they're not carrying an ID on Shabbos, Atzalah doesn't know who they are and if they have any conditions. There's no way to check when they get to the hospital. So they're trying to get some way, an ID, a Shabbos ID, that they could wear a bracelet.
A Shabbos? So take a regular ID with you. Why do you have to take a Shabbos ID? Once a person has to call Atzalah, obviously,
they don't know
in advance. Okay.
Everyone should walk around with an ID in order to...
They have a lot of things. Like, for example, I know I have a friend, he told me that on Friday night he had called Atzalah for his baby. He had to take his baby to the hospital. So Atzalah came, they went to the hospital, and it turned out to be a false alarm. It was nothing. It was a trivial thing. So he told me that. So Atzalah told him, halach is you go home. You have a baby, you have an infant, you can't stay on Shabbos. And how do you go home? This is Maisim B'chol Yom. They have a system in the Maimonides, a voucher system, where basically the Maimonides, the hospital, calls a car service. And they have a whole system worked out where the car service takes people home on Shabbos. And they pay after Shabbos, and it's all recorded by the hospital, so there shouldn't be to minimize the what the adult also. Of course, the parents also. He goes in the car, and they know what to do. The guy opens the door, and you sit in the car, and the guy drives home, and the hospital has a record of who came in, and the car service coordinates with the hospital, the special car service that does every Shabbos, and after Shabbos, they get a bill to pay the car service bill. So, where you can plan in advance, kol hakavah. Where you can't plan in advance, obviously, you have to be makel. Let's do halacha base. Be tachshitin. Yeah?
Went home and they would ask him to take money, cards, but you can't take your tefillin
because it's not for today.
So you can take your money for your emergency, you can take food along,
but you can't take tefillin.
Take pajamas along, whatever.
But don't take your tefillin. Interesting. Interesting.
What happens to the soldiers if they're carrying the tefillin and suddenly Shabbos in the middle of the war? What? You have to leave the tefillin because they're not supposed to.
Possibly. Depends on the situation. There's another Shabbos. Till you find tefillin in the shul on Shabbos, it'll be destroyed. It'll be derech b'zayin. What do you do with it? So there are different. There are different halachas. I know they have the IDF. They have rabbis. They have manuals. It's extremely complicated. It started with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer. What soldiers should do when they go to war. And they drafted all the laws. And today, the IDF, they have manuals. Mom, you can get them online.
You gave the head to
the
tefillin before.
Tefillin is to tie it into your garment, kalachayat. And then you're going to Carmelist kalachayat. Shavus to shavus. No, but he says it's a machlokes because that's a shavus to shavus not for today. It's a shavus to shavus for tomorrow. Going to go.
But he says it's all right.
That's a chayim, right? Ratzon Chaim was the grandfather of the Satmar. So the grandfather of the Satmar is the one who's machmir.
And he's the one that says you shouldn't be the Eretz Yisrael to begin with. And you shouldn't be the Eretz Yisrael to begin with. Okay.
I say these days in the hospital they have social security, they put in the internet, everything is going to recognize who is he as Medicare and Medicaid.
It's not always like that. You have to. Every situation is different. Next halacha, halacha base. B'tachshitin yesh gam kein dvarim she'asru. Rabbi says from levracha lotzes from b'shamis l'rishus ram. Yesh tachshitin she'asru ben lashem v'yesh tachshitin she'asru l'nashem. When it comes to jewelry, not everything is mutter. For hainu she'tachshitin she'yesh lacha shema tesim l'raharisam. Things which are exotic, which you might take off to show someone. V'yachshav, and now that then me'ikar hadin is us. So a woman is not to go out with a ear shell zahav. This is the Mishnah Masechta in Masechta Shabbos. Why not? It's exotic, and she will want to show her friends. The whole hana of wearing jewelry is to make your friends jealous.
Except for a geisha.
Where did you buy it? How much is it?
What?
A geisha ring, they won't take over the show.
They won't. Why not?
I'll go like this.
Why are they going to get Adarama? That you'll take off the show. On the finger, you don't take it off. So he says, so now, however, the Gemara there says, this is important, the Halal Gemara says that an Isha Chashuva would not degrade herself to take off her jewelry in public to show her friend. A classy lady. And Bizman Hazeh, Noshe Didan Chashuva is saying, all of the women today are Begeda Chashuvas, no one would degrade themselves. So therefore, that's why today, everything goes. Everything is mutter. The only thing that's not mutter is something that you'll wear not because of bizoyan. People might ridicule you. They might laugh at you. If you're going to wear something which is very funny, you may be embarrassed, and then you may be inclined to take it off and carry it not to be embarrassed. Let's see. But the achshav nispashet haminig lahatir. The apoiskim kasu tamam lezeh. The reason is because all of the women of Zman Hazeh achashuvahs, they're not going to take off their jewelry to show their friend in the street. The yorei shemayim yeshu lahachim alatzim yeshu. Actually, Machem should tell his wife, no jewelry on Shabbos. Makeup is aser, jewelry is aser. Everything is aser. The Yorei Shemaim Yesh Alachm Alatzma Bufrat Yesh Alzar Shelo Yetsi Ish B'Tabas She'ein Alav Chosem Pasuach. Man should not go out with a ring which does not have upon it a signet. Umikol Shkein Shelo Yisa Etzlay Klei Hashos. He should not wear a watch. Or Klei Hashos really means a pocket watch. Put in your pocket. Vafilu Kosha Berivid Hazav Gol Shehu Noisei Al Tzavaroi Who Tachshet Aval Klei Shos Hamunach B'Soich Hakis Havei Masa Ve'ein Lo Yeheter. Different types of watches. Things which you put in your pocket watch is lechode, as he holds, is considered to be a masa with no head. So, okay, these are the category of wearables which we have to delve into in much more detail with the shi'odim mitzvah halacha and what the modern day pesukim say. This which will come to Mir Tashem next week. Glasses. If I wear glasses on Shabbos, originally it's not so pasha. I've heard of Harvey Pearl, Zeich of Sadik Levrach. He was gifted not long ago. He had a whole some say yes, some say not. Is it considered to be a tachshis going to the mamasoy? You're allowed to wear a watch. Rav Moshe says a yari shemayim should be machim not to wear a watch. A yari shemayim. But there are many men. What?
Doctor.
A doctor has no choice. Why? What?
He said the doctor should wear the watch.
Why doctor difference?
Take pulse.
Okay, so obviously everyone is different, so we'll come to this in the show next week. We'll stop here.